ornament in silver bossed its center. Bowman's popped out of the pit. Nobody around. That half-man, half-beast design. That's Shapeshifter. He led the Tel'Kuri. He wouldn't be buried here, though. It's his armor, Pop. I can see that, dammit. He popped up like a curious groundhog. No one in sight. Sit up here and keep watch. I'll dig it out. You sit, Pop. You were up all night. I'm a lot younger than you are. I'm feeling just fine, thank you. What color is the sky, Pop? Blue. What kind of question? Hallelujah, we agree on something. You're the most contrary old goat. Stancil. Sorry, Pop. We'll take turns. Flip a coin to see who goes first. Bowman's lost. He settled down with his pack as a backrest. Going to have to spread the dig out. Going straight down like this, it'll cave in first heavy rain. Yeah, be a lot of mud. Ought to think about a drainage trench. Hey, Pop, there's nobody in this thing. Looks like the rest of his armor, too. Stancil had recovered a gauntlet and uncovered part of a greave. Yeah? I hate to turn it in. Turn it in? Why? Tokar could get a fortune for it. Maybe so. But what if friend Men Fu did spot it? He'll tell Bisand out of spite. We've got to stay on his good side. We don't need this stuff. Not to mention he might have planted it. What? It shouldn't be here, right? And no body inside the armor? And the soil is loose. Bowman's grunted. Bisand was capable of a frame. Leave everything the way it is. I'll go get him. Sour-faced old fart, Stancil muttered as the monitor departed. I bet he did plant it. No sense cussing. We can't do anything. Bowman's settled against his pack. What are you doing? Loafing. I don't feel like digging any more. He ached all over. It had been a busy morning. We should get what we can while the weather is good. Go ahead. Pop, Stancil thought better of it. How come you and Mom fight all the time? Bowman's let his thoughts drift. The truth was elusive. Stance would not remember the good years. I guess because people change, and we don't want them to. He could find no better words. You start out with a woman. She's magical and mysterious and marvelous, the way they sing it. Then you get to know each other. The excitement goes away. It gets comfortable. Then even that fades. She starts to sag and turn gray and get lined, and you feel cheated. You remember the fey shy one you met and talked with till her father threatened to plant a boot in your ass. You resent this stranger. So you take a poke. I guess it's the same for your mother. Inside, I'm still 20, Stance. Only if I pass a mirror, or if my body won't do what I want, do I realize that I'm an old man. I don't see the pot belly and the varicose veins and the gray hair where I've got any left. She has to live with it. Every time I see a mirror, I'm amazed. I end up wondering who's taken over the outside of me. A disgusting old goat from the look of him. The kind I used to snicker at when I was 20. He scares me, Stance. He looks like a dying man. I'm trapped inside him, and I'm not ready to go. Stancil sat down. His father never talked about his feelings. Does it have to be that way? Maybe not.